Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Ari Walden. Meseches Chulin is dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. David Metz, Bischus Refuah Shleima, Moshe Ben Malka, and Esther Miriam Bas Chaya Leah.
Bruchim Amazinim. This shiur will be Ezra Hashem be a Meseches Chulin Daf Mem Zayin. And we'll start with the memo of Rava, Va'amar Rava, Hey Uni Isla L'Reya. The Reya has five lobes, and Rava explains Tlosim Yemina V'tarti Mismala. Three are on the right and two are on the left. Zogt Rava chasir a yasir a chalif trefa. If either one of those lobes is missing, or there's an extra lobe, or there's a switch that instead of three on the right and two on the left, it's the opposite, the halacha is that it's a trefa. The ma'isa of the Gemara al-Maskana comes out that less hilchos akavasi de Rava be aseres. Although we paskin like Rava in regards to chasir or chalif, but in regards to Yasir, we do not patskin like him, and if there's an extra lobe, it's still kosher. Now, achra iyun, there's a major machlekes rishayim how to understand the yisoid of Rava's din that chaser Yasir chalif is a treifa. And we'll be makdim because we learned on Daf Mem Gimel that ve'emistar ches mine treifa. There are eight different varieties of treifa. One of them is nekuva, and another one of them is chasura. So yesh la'ayin, what's the yisoid of the treifas, of these treifas of Rava? So nechleku bazar yishayinim. Rashi and the Rambam hold that the yisoid of these treifas are midin chasura. Chasir is a simple chasura, it's missing a certain part. Yasir, zokt Rashi in our sugya, it's also as a din of chasir because of the klal that Rava says on daf nun ches amud beis, that yasir is kenatal dami. And chalif is also like chasura, like Rashi says, Mefurash on Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, with the Yom Aschol Loi Tafik, Chalif Hainu Chaseira Mimokim Sheru Uya Liyesham, because it's missing from the place that it's meant to be. That's Shitas Rashi, and the Rambam is also Mavura like that. The Prima Gadim and his Psicha for Hilchas Bedikas Areya is Medaik from the Rambam. The Rambam is Mesader all the halachas of the Treifus of Nekuva in Perak Vav and Perak Zayin of Hilchas Shchita. And he starts over there in Nekuva Ketzad, and he's kail all the halachas of Trevis of Nekuva, including Nikav Areya. Later on, in Paraches, he's Mesader all the halachas of Trefa of Chasura, and he starts Chasura Ketzad. And Teich, all those halachas over there, he talks about the Inyan of Chaseres Ha'una, Rav's Din. So you see that the Ramam Shita is as well, that this is included in the Trefas of Chasera. However, from the Torah, it's Mavur, not like that. The Torah in Siman Lamed Hei has a very interesting Hakdama. He starts off like this. Reya shenikva treifa. A reya that has a nekiv is a treifa. And then the Torah says, Utchila afarish tsurasa v'achakach treifa shala. First I'm going to explain the tsura of the reya, and then I'm going to talk about the treifas. And he goes on to be afarish the tsura of the reya. And then afterwards he talks about the halachas of the treifas of chasir and yasir and chalif. Frekta drisha, why was the Torah makdim before he explains the Tzura, this hagdama of Reya Shenikva Treifa? The Torah should have started off Tchila Far Tzurasa V'achakach Treifa Shala, and only afterwards, when he says the Treifas, also to say Reya Shenikva. Emfert the Drisha, according to the explanation of the Tzvua Shor over there in Siman Lamed Hei, that the Torah holds that Be'emes Reya only has one kind of Treifas, Nekuvas Areya. All the treifas that we find with Gabi Reya are all variations within Nekuvas Areya. Therefore, the Torah says the klal that Reya Shenikva Treifa. That's the Akdama to all the treifas that he's about to say. And then the Torah continues to say, now I'm going to explain to you the Tzura of the Reya. Va'achakach Treifa Shala, and then I'll explain to you these variations, the various treifas that you find in Reyes, which are all Be'emes, B'makar, and Inyan of Reya Shenikva. And the kesher to nikav is, because if the reya is chasir, so then there's extra stress on the unis, and that's soifer linakev. And so too, if it's yasir, so the fact that there's an extra lobe and that the ear goes in and out of, that's going to cause a soifer linakev. And the same thing with chalif, any shinui tzura of the reya is soifer linakev, is going to cause a hole to appear. Now the chayrach bipashtus, the Torah's way of looking at it is a very mechudashtik way of looking at it. Al pi pashas, we should say, like Rashi and the Rambam, that chasr is a din chasura. Why be might see it from the pashas and say that it's all included in a nekev? So the emphasis is that there's a makar to this from the Gemara on Daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis. Because the Gemara asked the question on this that the Mishnah says, Reya Shenikva Aisha Chasra. Why does it say Shechasra? L'chayre, once it says Nikva, every Chasra, Hainu Nikva. Azoifrek the Gemara. And the Gemara says two terutzim. One terutz of the Gemara is that from here we see that Chisarn mibifnim shmei Chisarn. The word Chisayra has come to teach you not only a Nekev that goes through and through, but even a Nekev that's just mibifnim. And the second terutz is that the Mishnah is going according to Shitas of Shimon, which holds that essentially the Reya Shenikva is only if it's Nikva of the Beis HaSimpinus, but there's a Yaitzim and a Klal, that if it's a Nekev Sheyesh Bechisorain, so then even if it's not to the Beis HaSimpinus HaGadayla, it's still going to be a Treifa. So a Yaitze, that Reya Shenikva is a Chasra according to the Gemara, Be'emes, every Chasra is also a Nikva. The fact that the Mishnah splits it into two Dinim, Nikva and Chasra, is to be Machadish, an extra Hechatimtza of Nikva, either a Chisorain Mibifnim, or according to Reb Shimon, a neck of Sheyesh Bechisarn that doesn't go into the Beis HaSimpinus. Taisus over there with the Be'amaskal Aval Nekev brings down that Yesha Rotsu Lesar Kishaniras Areya Chaseira Sheyesh Kemet Vesedek Vechisarn Al Areya. There were those that wanted to Asar Areya when it's discernible that there's a chelik of the Areya that's missing. Afilu Oyla Benaficha, even though if you blow it, it blows up and there's no hole, the fact that it's missing, there was Yesha Rotsu Lesar. Zaktaisvis veheshev lehem riva de tosu biyadim. It's a mistake. Dimkein havle lishnuy hachi. If that's true, that a chesaron, even though there's no nekev, is considered a treifa by the reya, so the Gemara should have answered that that's why the Mishnah says, reya shenikva shechasra. Nikva is coming to tell you the treifas of a reya that has a hole, and chasra is coming to tell you the treifas of a reya that's missing a piece, even though there's no hole. The fact that the Mishnah did not answer that is muchach the be'emes. There is no such thing as a treifas of a chesaron of the reya. The only treifas that there is by reya is a reya shenikva. Therefore, the Gemara asks the question, what does aisha chasra mean? L'chayra chasra means that a piece became missing and there's a hole. So what's a double lasha nikva aisha chasra? So the Gemara has to find a chetimtzis of a nekev, which the Mishnah is being marbe with the words of aisha chasra. But anachanami, if you have a chetimtzis where it's missing something me'ikr b'ryasai without a hole, Be'achreach from the Gemara, Zok Taisvis, B'Shem Deriva, that's not going to be a treifa. So this Gemara, Valpi B'Yurei Shal HaTaisvis, is a makar to the Torah. You see, Mefurish of the Gemara assumes that there's no such thing as a treifas by Reya just mitzad the fact that it's Chasura. It's only a Nekev. Im Kain, we have to understand, so what's Pshat and Rav's Din, that if it's Chasir, it's a treifa. Therefore, the Torah understood, must be, that if it's Chasir, that's going to be Soifeli Nakev. And we have to differentiate between chasir of Rava, which is missing an entire lobe. That has a din of nikva because it's soifeli nakev. And the chasir, which Taisus brings with Shem the Yesharatsu, it wasn't missing an entire lobe, and therefore it's not soifeli nakev. And the only way that you would be able to ask for it is only within chasura. Of Demzak Taisus, it's muchach in the Gemara. There is no such treifa as the chasura of the Reya, only a nekev of the Reya. So a yaitze that we have in front of us a major machlekes v'shainim. Rashi and the Rambam hold that there are two kinds of treifas in the Reya. There's a Reya Shenikva, and there's also a Reya Shechasra. And Rav is din of Chasur Yasser HaChalif, that's mitzad the din of Reya of Chasura. Mashenkin, Taisvis, and the Tor, they're mechiach mekayach the Gemara, that there's no such thing as a treifas of Chasarn of the Reya. It's only Nikav Reya. And Bech Reyach, Rav is din of Chasur Yasser HaChalif, are Seifei Linakev. How is Rashi and the Rambam going to answer up the Gemara and the Fem Zayin Mabez? So the Kesef Mishnah and the Rambam, he says that the Rambam is going to say that the Gemara answered the question, Al Pidaite Shal HaMakshin. The Makshin obviously understood that there's no such thing as a Chasaron and the Reya. So the Gemara answered, Lididei, that we have to say one of these two Terutzim. Either that we're talking about a Chasaron Bibifnim, or that we're going according to Reb Shimon. But the Emes is, and that's what we paskin, that the Mishnah is supposed to be learned kipshutai, that there's two treifas in a reya. There's reya shenikva, that's one treifa, and reya shechasra, that's another treifa. And the Emes says, if you look back in the Pirush HaMishnayis LaRambam, he's mefarish the Mishnah kipshutai, and not like the Gemara is mefarish it. He says reya shenikva means a whole, kipshutai, and reya shechasra means chasir una, the treifas of Rava. In this, the Rambam goes lishitasai, like he paskins in Yad HaChazaka. And the Emes says we find another halacha in the Rambam that's mamish l'shitasai. The Rambam in Hilchas Shechita Berachas halacha Zayin says v'zel l'shaynei v'chein im chaser guf hareya. If there's something missing, if there's a piece missing in the reya itself, afu pishaloi nikva harezu kemisha chaser minyan unas utreifa. That has the same halacha as if one of the unas is missing and it's a treifa. This Rambam is mamish the yesharatzu of Taisus. And the Rambam paskins like the Yesharatzu, that if there's a missing piece in the Reya, even though it isn't mamish chaser una, it's going to be a treifa. Because that's also a chasura. Taisus holds that bechreya from the Gemara, that's not going to be a treifa. Because there is no treifas of chasura of the Reya. It's only mitzad the fact that it's soifei linakev. Therefore, it's only if it's chaser an entire una. But not if there's a kemet v'sedek and stama piece is missing. However, the Rambam l'shitasei that he learns that there is a treifas of chasura sareya, see, he holds that enachanami, not just a chasur una, but even chasur a piece is also going to be a treifa lididan that we paskin not like the pashtus of the Gemara Mamzayin obeys, and we hold that the Mishnah that says aisha chasura means a treifas of chasura by the reya. Now, Taisus on Membeis and Membeis asks a mori de kakasha, and we'll see that Taisus is going l'shitasei. Frek Taisus. Based on our Gemara on Daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis, there are two ways to be mefarish to Mishnah that says Oisha Chasra. Either that it's going like the Man de Omar, the Chasarn Mibifnim Shmei Chasarn, or that it's going like Reb Shimon that holds that Be'emes you need a neck of the base of Simpinus, chutz from a neck of Sheish Be Chasarn, that any neck of Sheish Be Chasarn is also a treifa. Frek Taisvis, the Man de Omar that holds Chasarn Mibifnim Le Shmei Chasarn. And also, according to the Shitas Harabana that doesn't hold like Reb Shimon, so the Chayr, we don't have a treifa of Aisha Chasra. The only treifa that there is Reya Shenikva. Im Kain Frek Taisvis, we're missing one in the Cheshbin. The Gemara says that there's Yud Chetz Treifis Shenemru L'Maisha Misinai. The fee, those two man the Amram B'yachad, it should come out that there's only Yud Zayin Treifis. And for Taisvis, I'm married to Kechidosh Enechanami. The Rabbanam Leka Ela Yud Zayin, according to the Rabbanam. And if you go like the Man de Amar, the Chasarn mi bifnim leish me Chasarn, their taka were only Yud Zayin treifas that were nemu lemeisha mesinai. Amari de kechidish. However, zok the kesef Mishnah over there in Hachoshchita Parakas halacha Zayin that lefi the Rambam it comes out good. And this, in fact, zok the kesef Mishnah, this is one of the makiris that the Rambam has to say like his mahalach farkert from the pashas of the Gemara. The fact that we learn that Yud Ches treifas nemu lemeisha mesinai beharchreyach. That there are two treifas in the Reya, there's Reya Shenikva, and there's Chasura of the Reya. One more Nakuda. We mentioned that the Gemara says, Les Hilchasik Kavasi the Rav of Yeseris. We don't paskin like the din of Yasir that if there's an extra lobe, that it's a treifa. Frek Rashi on Daf Nun Chesam and Beis, how does that stem with the fact that we paskin this klal of Yasir Kanatal Dami? If we paskin that usually if you have an extra aver, it's Kanatal Dami, so that should memela be the din of Rava, that if you have an extra una, it's kanatal dummy, and it should be a treifa. Efrat Rashi, Bechreach, we have to say that the Gemara that doesn't paskin like that halacha is because they hold it's orche. Sometimes we can find such a thing that an animal will have more than three on the right and two on the left, and therefore it doesn't have a shem yeser bachla. But anachanami, if it would have had a shem yeser, then it would have to be a treifa midin yeser kanatal dummy. This avade is Rashi l'shitasei, being that Rashi goes that we're going with the mahalach of chasura, so the klal of yeser kenetel dami tells us that it's chasura. But if you go like shitas taisvus and the Torah, that be'emes there is no such treifus as chasura by the reya, the only treifus is mitzad the fact that there's a mitzias of seifel inakev. So yeser also, the reason why it's a treifa is because the mitzias is that if there's an extra lobe, that that's going to cause that it's going to be seifel inakev. But it has nothing to do with the general klal of Yeser Kanatal Dami. Yeser Kanatal Dami, that klal gives it a Shem Chasura. But that won't determine that therefore it's going to be Seifer Linakev. So if we don't paskin like Rava, the pshat is because we don't have this chshash that if there's an extra loaf that it's going to be Seifer Linakev. The need then if Yeser is a treifa or isn't a treifa, according to Taisus and the Torah, is solely whether it's Seifer Linakev or not. And it has no Sheiches Bechlal to the general klal, which we find in all other treifas of chasura, that yeser is kanatal dami and it has a shem chasura. Because l'shita sam, there is no such treifas as chasura by areya bichlal. Ad kan this mari de kashtikol, and now let's go weiter to the next inyan. The Gemara behemshach of the Amid says that even though we don't paskin like Rava in regards to yeseris, That's only if the Yeseres is in the row, either on the right row or on the left row of the Unis. Aval beni beni treifa. If there's a Yeseres in between, it's a treifa. Then the Gemara brings down a Maisa, hahu beni beni dosa l'kama de Ravashi, sover Ravashi l'mitrefa. There was this Reya that came in front of Ravashi that actually had an Una-looking thing, beni beni, and Ravashi thought that this is treifa mitzad din of Yeseres. Amalei Rav Huna mar bar avye, kol hani chivi braise, hachi islehu, v'kari le tavchi inunisa devarda. Rav Huna mar bar avye answered, this is not what was meant in the Gemara earlier as the Yeseres of Beni Beni. This is what's known as the Inunusa Devarda, and all the animals have this, and therefore it's not a Yeseres Bechlal, and it's kosher. Now, Rashi, B'divi HaMaschol, Afilu Katarfa Da'asa, at the end of the Rashi, he brings down that L'chaira, from the fact that Rav Ashi made a mistake, and he didn't realize that this was normal, obviously not all animals have an Inunusa Devarda, only some of them do. Therefore, Rav Ashi didn't recognize it, and we needed Rav Huna Mar bar Rav Avya to say that kol hani chivi braisa is hachi islu, and it's considered normal. Mimeilo zok Rashi nafkamina, what's going to be if we have a situation where there's a reya that's missing the inunisa devarda? Is that going to be chaser or not? So Rashi, obviously it's not chaser, because there are two kinds of reyas. Some of them have the inunisa devarda, and some of them don't have it. So if it has it, it's not yeseris, and if it doesn't have it, even though in our animal, says Rashi, rave of them have it, but if it doesn't have it, it's considered normal, like we see from Ravashi, and therefore it's going to be kosher. Later on, Behemshech of Rashi, Rashi discusses what happens if you have an animal that has two Inunusa Devardas. Is that going to be a chesaron of Yeseres or not? Zok Rashi, Shamati mipi Moriah Hazaken, Shenechlku Bagdoi Liador, Rabbi Yehuda ben Rav Baruch v'Chaveirov. I heard from Meir Yezakin that there was a machlekes ben Gdei Liador about it, v'lei pirish li daitai. But Meir Yezakin himself didn't tell me what he holds, if it's considered a Yeseres or not. V'nir Ali says Rashi, shei treifa, d'ha Yeseres de Beni Benihu. This is an example of Yeseres of Beni Beni, which is a treifa. V'lav orcha, d'cha de gufale akshron el mishum de kol hanach brei sach islehu. Even one, it's a chiddush that it's not considered a Yeseres. But to have a second one, it's definitely a Yeseres, and it's going to be a treifa. Now Rashi doesn't explain to us what bechlal is the tzad to say differently than him. Why would we say that it's not a yeseres? L'chayr Rashi is nearly as pashat. But Rashi does bring down that it was a machlekes g'day le'adar. What's the bir ha-machlekes? So there's a meir dikashtikl from the Sefer HaMachria, which is written by the Tosfos Rid, Ois Yud Beis. And we're going to be makdim before we say the Sefer HaMachria's shtikl, that there's a machlekes how to understand the klal of kol yeser k'natal dami. Rashi on Dafnun Chesam and Beis is mafarish, that if the animal, for example, has an extra leg, it's as if it's missing a leg. So instead of it having five legs, it's as if it actually only has three. And mitzad that it's a treifa. The Ramban over there, however, is masber in a different way. He says, yeser k'natal dami means it's as if the extra leg is missing. So why is it a treifa? Zok the Ramban, because of the mukim that the leg is attached to. It's as if that mukim is also missing, and that's what makes it a treifa. Based on these two mahalchim, how to understand kol yeser k'natal dami, we can now go on to hear a kasha that the Sefer HaMachria brings down. Frek the Sefer HaMachria, if an animal has an extra inunusa devarda, so let's say kol yeser k'natal dami. Now, according to Rashi's mahalik, that would just mean to say that if it has two inunusa devardas, it's as if it has zero inunusa devardas. Now, what's the halacha of a reya that doesn't have any inunusa devarda b'chlal? So the beginning of Rashi says, as we quoted, that we see from Ravashi that not all animals have an inunusa devarda, and it's kosher. So the feed Rashi's mahalach and kol yeser k'natal dami, even if we were to have a case that there's two inunusa devardas and a be'emes has a din of kol yeser k'natal dami, the worst that it could be is as if that there's no inunusa devarda b'chlal, and that itself is kosher. The feed Ramban, however, avada this wouldn't be a kasha. But a kaponim fi Rashi l'shitasai, this is a very big kasha on Rashi's own nearly. And this be'emes could be pshat in the Gdei Liador that say that really it's not a treifa. So what's pshat in Rashi that holds it as a treifa? Zot the Sefer HaMachria v'zel l'shaynai, yeser bereya karinan le, v'lo yeser be'ininusa. When it has an extra inunusa devarda, we don't look at the aseres, that the aseres is chal in the inunusa devarda, and therefore it's as if it's kenotel that there's no inunusa devarda, but rather we look at the aseres is chal in the entire reya. This is a reya that has a yeseres, and therefore it's as if k'natal dami, as if the Reya has a chasarin. And says the Sefer Machria, therefore the halacha is going to be that it's as if it's missing one of its vital unas. Because if this Reya has an element of Yisaris to it, it's kechasar, it's as if the Reya is missing one of the parts that it needs to have. And the Sefer Machria brings a Meridik Araya to this. Zog the Sefer Machria, what happens if we find an animal that has six legs? L'chayre l'dasa makshin, it should be kosher. Because one extra leg is as if it's missing a leg. So now we're back to four legs, which is a regular kosher animal. But avada zog the Sefer Machria, that's not correct. And the reason is, because we don't look that the Yisaris is in the legs, that there's an extra leg, so therefore it's as if it's missing a leg. But rather we looked at the Yisaris as chal within the animal. This is an animal that has an extra leg. Therefore, this is an animal that's as if it's chaser a leg. And it's as if there's only three legs. So Hayyaitzeh, there's two ways to understand this klal of Kol Yasa Kanatal Dami within the Mahalach of Rashi, that if there's an extra one, it's as if it's missing one. One way to understand it is, if there's an extra piece on the animal, the Chalais Yasser is chal in that piece, and it's as if it's missing one of those pieces. The other way to understand it is, that no, if there's something extra in the animal, the Chalais Yasser is chal in where the Yasseris is. If the Yasseris is in the Reya, so it's as if it's a chasar in the Reya. If the Yasseris is legs in the animal, so it's as if there's a chasarn of legs in the animal. And Mimela, it's going to be as if there's missing one of the vital legs or one of the vital unis, and it's going to be trade for midin, kol yeser kenatal dami. And that's the beer of the Shitas Rashi that holds that be'emes, if you have two ininusa devardas, it's going to be trefa and not kosher. Now the Shita of the G'dayli Ador that holds that it's kosher, either we can say that they're somehow mechalik between two ininusa devardas and an animal that has six legs, and they'll hold that be'emes, the chalais din Yisaris is chal in the Yisaris atzmai, and when there's an extra inenusa devarda, it's as if there's missing inenusa devarda lagamri in its kosher. Mashenken by legs, for whatever reason, it's different, and it's going to be a treifa. Tan l'chacham v'yech kamoit. Oidilma, we can simply say that he holds that when the Gemara says kol hani chivi b'raisa have an inenusa devarda, that doesn't necessarily mean that only one is orkei, but even multiple inenusa devardas is also orkei. And Mimela, on a practical level, it's not a trefa bichlal. Adkan this inyan, and now let's go weiter to the next inyan. The Gemara on Menzayin Amud Beis brings down the memra of Rava, kekuchla ksheira kediyusa trefa. If you have a reya, which is the color of kuchla, then it's kosher. But if it's the color of kediyusa, it's trefa. Zok Rashi, kekuchla tseva kochel, it's the tseva of kochel. And Rashi explains, shehu kimare Lazor, in Laz, the word is Lazor, lo yorek v'loy shachar. It's not green, but it's not black. It's something in between. And that's known, like the Mefarshim HaMasber, as blue. In modern Hebrew today, blue is known as the word kochel. Kedyusa zakrashi, kaira diyoy yavesh, a small drop of dry diyoy, v'hu shachar, and that's black. And the Gemara is Masber. The reason why black is a treifa, the Amar B'chanina, shachar adaymu el shalaka. This is a cloud that comes from Hilchas Nida, that black is be'etzim red, just it's loka. Now, if the reason why it's black is because it's loka, alma lakusa hu zakrashi v'soyfei lirakev vilinakev. Because of the lakusa, it's soyfei linakev, and that's why it's a treifa. So hayayitzeh, that blue is kosher, and black is a treifa. Now we have to dan how this Gemara stims with the Gemara earlier on Daf Mem-Vav Amud Beis. On Mem-Vav Amud Beis, Rava tells us two halachas. One halacha zok Rava, uchmi is kosher. What's uchmi? Zok Rashi shchayris. Uchmi is the word in Aramis for shachar. So that means if you have a lung that has black spots, it's kosher. That's one member of Rava. The second member of Rava right there is chazusa is also kosher. What does that mean? Zog Rashi b'divrei Maskil chazusa, gvanim. You have spots of different colors. Now Rashi speaks out, which colors are we referring to? V'dav kahanach gvanim b'lay mitzvah fabuhu. This, that if you have small spots on the reya, it's kosher. It's only if those spots are a color which is kosher, which is not a treifa. And Rashi sends us to the Gemara of Mem Zayin of Abayz, Arasugya, so that we can know which spots, which colors are kosher, and which ones are not kosher. Adkan the Gemara on Daf Mem Vavim Abayz. Now, Frektaisis over there, with the Maskel Uchmi, black spots are kosher. Frektaisis, the Chayr, black is a Mara Pasul. Uchmavur and Arasugya on the Mem Zayin Amud Beis. So why is the Halacha if you have uchmi uchmi, that's going to be kosher. So Taisus answers two terutzim. The first terutz of Taisus, the dis that it says on the Mem Zayin Amud Beis, that black is a treifa, that's only if it's rubai shachar. But if it's only a small amount of shachar, it's going to be kosher. So the Mem Zayin Amud Beis shachar is possible if it's rubai, and Mem Vav Amud Beis uchmi uchmi, which is black, is kosher, because it's only a miut. But Taisus slugs up that pshat, because the Gemara in Arasug and Mem Zayin Abayz is Mavur, that the reason why Shachar is a Mara Puzzle is because Shachar Ademu Ela Shalaka. So if blackness indicates a Lakusa, see, even a small amount of black should also be a Trefa. Therefore, Taisus has a second Teretz, a big Chiddush. So Taisus Ela Shaina Vinir Lafarish, the Uchme de Hacha, Hainu Kikuchla, Darmina Lakaman, the Ksheira. This that it says, Amen Vavam Abayz, that Uchme Uchme is Kosher, doesn't really mean black, it means blue. Now, from this Teretz of Taisus, you see a Marid HaKichidosh. That even though the word Uchmi is the Aramis translation of Shachar, blue also has a Shem Shachar. Although we're used to Shachar being black and blue being considered Kochel, says Taisus, really blue is a hue of a blackness. It's a certain level of blackness which is known to us as blue. Therefore, it can be included in the word Uchmi. What's the Pshat in that? The Pshat is Pashit. Because Kochel doesn't really indicate in Lashon HaKodesh a name of a color. Kochel is referring to a certain powder which was used as eye makeup in the times of Chazal. As we see in the Mishnah and Masechet Shabbos on Daf Ayin Ches Amud Beis, HaMoitzi Kochel Kedei Likhoil Ayin Achas. When is a person chayv if he is Moitzi Meshus Lashus, the powder of Kochel, the powder of the eye makeup, if it's Kedei Likhoil Ayin Achas. So you see that that's really the definition of Kochel. V'chein mevor also in other places in Shas, also including in Masechta Chulin and Parakisu Yadam, where the Gemara discusses if it could be Mechas Adam with Kochel, which means that powder which was used as eye makeup. The reason why the color blue is known as Kochel is because that was the normal color to be used for that makeup. But be'etzim, the definition of Kochel is Bechlal, not a color. Really, blue is just a certain kind of a black. If you want to know which kind of black we're talking about the kind of black which is a weak kind of black, which was used, l'kcholas ha'inayim. But be'etzem, it has a Shem Shachar, which is why Taisus says, that when the Gemara says, amem vavam abeis uchmi, we can be mefarishit, that it's the Shachar, which is known as kochel, which is a mare kosher. This same Yisayit of Taisus, we also see in the Rambam. The Rambam over here, in Hilchos Shechita, Perek Zayin, Halacha Yotes, he counts as one of the Maris Ksheiris, shcheire kekeichel. If it's black, like keichel. So you see that be'emes, it's a kind of a black, and it's referred to the blackness of kochel, because that's what was used for the makeup of kochel. Now, ad kan divrei ha'Taisus v'Rambam, but l'chayre in Shitas Rashi were stuck. And this is what the Teferes Yaakov is ma'er in Arasugya. Because Rashi was mighty himself from side the first pshat of Taisus and side the second pshat of Taisus. To say the first pshat of Taisus, that the Maris Treifus are only if it's Rubai or Kulai, but not if it's just a miut, Rashi himself says not like that. Like we quoted Rashi and Vav and Beis with the Vermaskel Chazusa, that he says that the spots are only kosher if it's from the Gvanim the Loy Mitra Fabuhu. But if it's a Marit Trefa, that's going to be a problem even if it's only a Miut. So Rashi cannot say like the first Pshatatizus. Rashi can also not say like the second Pshatatizus, Tainet the Tveres Yaakov, because Rashi and Arasugan the Fem Zayin Amud Beis, when he's Mefarish Kukukla, he says Loy Yorek V'Loy Shachar. So you see that Rashi considers blue not to be shachar, not to be black. So Kain, when the Gemara earlier on Mavavam Abay says uchmi uchmi, which means black, the chayre does not mean kochel. So Kain, it's a mara treifa. So we're back to the kasha. Why is uchmi uchmi kosher? The chayre, it's a mara psula. This is the kasha of the Teferes Yaakov. V'ayin shom how is mataritz divrei Rashi. But the chayre, it's possible to answer that although it's true that Rashi and Daf Mem Zayin Abay, he's mefarish kochel, lo yorek v'lo shachar, he just means the contrast that it's not very black. But Avada Rashi also agrees that this level of blueness is also a certain level of shachar. It's not a strong black, it's a weak black. If you want to explain that, you say it's la yorek v'le shachar, it's in between green and black. And a makar to this we can see in the Me'iri in Arasugya. Because the Me'iri says almost the same lashon of Rashi, but he's maisef some words. Zok the Me'iri v'zel l'shaynei. Reya shaya marishala memutze ben hayorek v'ashachar. If its color was something in between yorek and shachar, so far it sounds exactly like Rashi. Zaktamiri further, Vahu Shachrus Chalusha Tseva. It's a weak kind of blackness. Doime Lekochel, which is Doime to the makeup of Koichel. Zakta Avdam Zakrava, it's kosher. So Lechaire, it's also okay to say that that's what Rashi means when he says La Yarek Vele Shachar. He means it's not very black. It's just something in between. But Avad, it has a Shem Shachar. And a Makar to say that that's Be'emes Shitas Rashi is a Mefurish Rashi Mesechta Nida Daf Yotes. The Gemara over there talks about the Gabi Dam Nida, what happens if it's weaker than regular black and it's blue. And the Lashon of Rashi over there is, Afilu hu shachar ke kochel tahar. Even if it's black like kochel, that's also tahar. So you see, Rashi himself from Masechta Nida does call blue b'shem shachar. It has a shem shachar. It's just not a dark black, it's a weaker black. So too we can say that Rashi in Arasugya also shtims l'shitasai, and when he says le shachar, he does not mean that the blue does not have a shem shachar. It's just his way of explaining which color it is. Hayaitse, we have a makar to say in all the Rishainim, Taisus who says it mafurish, the Rambam who says it mafurish, Rashi who also says it mafurish in Masechta Nida Daf Yotes, and the Chayre, it could be that that's what he means here too, the Meiri who says it in mafurish in Arasugya, they all makaris to say that kocha, blue, is really a certain kind of a blackness. And Ayin also on the Aruch HaShulchan in Yerideh Samad Amad Ches, that also assumes so, even in Shitas Rashi, that Avada, blue, also has a Shem of Shachar. Now, what's the nafkamina if blue has a Shem Shachar or doesn't have a Shem Shachar? So, of course, there's a nafkamina legabi the pshat of the Gemara daf mavavam abeis of Uchmi Uchmi. But there's another fascinating nafkamina which is found in two bir halachas, one in Siman Lamed Gimel, Siv Gimel, and one in Siman Lamed Beis, Siv Gimel. The Mechaber in Siman Lamed Gimel, Siv Gimel, says that the proper color for Ritzuos is Shachar. Halacha l'mesh Sinai sheyiyu haritzuos shchairis. Zogdeftam de bir halacha, vizel l'shainai. Afilu m'hayam ar'isai doyme l'mare ha'kochel shekairin bloi. Even if someone were to color his ritzuos blue, gam ken kosher, it's also kosher. And Zakhtav Bir Alocha have two rayas. First of all, Zakhtav Bir Alocha, a raya from Nida Daf Yotes Amud Aleph, Bemare Sadamim, which he brings down from Rashi, that Afilo Haya Shachar Kekochel Tahar. So you see, that blue also has a Shem Shachar, Maris Kochel Hu Bechlal Shachar. V'chein Zakhtav Bir Alocha, Bechulun Daf Mem Zayin Le'inin Reya, Dim Shacharusa Daim Lekochel, it's kosher, and he brings down the Lashon Rambam, which says Shchayre Kekochel. Alma the Af Mara Kochel Hu Bechlal Shachar. And the feed of Arenu that we were just masber, it's not only Shitas HaRambam, it's also Rashi in Arasugi that's going to hold like that, and also Taisvis, and also the Meiri. So blue has a Shem Shachar, and therefore blue Ritzuis are kosher. Now, in Siman Lamed Beis of Gimel, there the Shulchan Aruch is talking about how to write the Parshiyos. Zokta Mechaber, Yichtevein B'dyoi Shachar. He should write it with black Dyoi. Bein sheyesh b'mei afatzim, bein shaloi b'mei afatzim, which means to say, even if it doesn't have a shem of diyoi mamish, diyoi refers to a certain kind of an ink which was made out of afatzim. Even if it doesn't have afatzim, even if it's not really bona fide diyoi, the Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Rambam that the ikar nakuda of diyoi is the color of shachar. Zog debir halacha over there that what happens if you write it in blue? Im haya amara doim lamara hakochel. In regards to writing the parashiyos with blue, that is going to be puzzle. For that we also have a raya from our Gemara. Because it says, kukhla ksheira kudyusa treifa, kukhla is kosher, and even though the Rambam says kukhla is a kind of black, but afterwards it says kudyusa is treifa, so how does the Gemara refer to a dark black? Not stam shachar, but kudyusa. Stam shachar includes blue as well. A dark black is referred to as diusa. Haray, that diyoi has to be the dark black. Kochel may be shachar, but it's not included in the klal of diyoi. Therefore, we know that in order to be included in black diyoi, it has to be black mamish, and blue is not enough. So it comes out that sai blue and sai black both have a shem shachar. In regards to ritzuis, that all you need is shachar, blue is also good. But in regards to diyoi, stam shem shachar is not enough. You need kediusa, which is really black. Now going back to the Bir Halacha and Siman Lamed Gimel, Zok the Bir Halacha lefi this, Yusar Kushya Achas Shari Isi Lagain Echad. I saw a Kasha, Zok the Chofetz Chaim, somebody asks on the Rambam, lefi the Rambam Shita, that you don't really need real Diyoy that's made out of Mea Fatzim, you just need anything that's black. So why is the halacha that you need diyai? The halacha should have been kaisvin b'shachar. Why does it say in the ikra halacha kaisvin b'diyai? Zaktavir halacha lefi this, it's very understandable. Because the Rambam says diyai in order to tell you which color we're talking about. Shachar does not necessarily mean kediyai. Shachar includes blue as well. The Rambam specifically says diyai, not that you need the material of diyai, but you need the color which is known as diyai, which is what we know as black mamish. Ad kan this mari de ge'inyan, and now let's go weiter to the next inyan. The Gemara brings down two stories of Rabbi Nosson who went to Krachayam, and both times a woman came in front of him with a child that needed a bris milah, where the first two children died machmas milah. In the first story, Rabbi Nosson said, Rabbi Yisif shehu adayim, I saw that he's red. Amarti la biti hamtini loy ad sheyivla b'idamai. Wait to do the bris milah until the dam becomes nivla and it'll be right to have a bris milah. And in the second case, he said, biti hamtini loy ad sheyivla b'idamai and the green will go away and it'll be right to have a bris milah. Rashi is masber with divir maschal hamtini loy. What was the heter for Rabbi Nosson to tell her to wait to do the bris milah? L'chare, there's a mitzvah of bris milah. Zok Rashi v'zel ha-shaynai, De'ein l'cha dover ha'aymed b'fnei pekuach nefesh, chutz me'avaydes kechavim v'gilei rayas u'shvichas damim. Being that there's a mitzvah of a chaybem, that tells us that ein l'cha dover that's aymed b'fnei pekuach nefesh, including a mitzvah of bris milah, that's why it could be deichen a mitzvah of bris milah b'fnei pekuach nefesh. Now, in the Sefer Shechitas Chulin, written by Rabbi Samar Garbuz, he brings down a meir dekeinyan. He brings down that he heard from Rabbi Chaim Kreisworth, Zechayin Alavracha, that he asked Rabbi Chanan Vassaman, Zechayin Alavracha, on this Rashi, that it's mashma from Rashi, that if not for the fact that there's a din of Chaybehem, of Ein Lecha Dover, Ayman Fnei Pekuach Nefesh, then there would have been no heter for this woman to wait to do the bris milah. Frecht Rabbi Chaim Kreisworth to Rabbi Chanan, Lechayre, even if there was no such din of Chaybehem, that just means that if a person has his own chiyuv to do a mitzvah, he's mechuyuv to do it even at the expense of pikuach nefesh. But a person cannot do a mitzvah on the expense of somebody else's pikuach nefesh. That doesn't even need a pasuk of a chai behem. That's a svar pshuta. Mechateza have a right to put somebody else in a matzav of suffik pikuach nefesh just because I have a mitzvah. That was the kasha that he asked him. And he answered him simply that anachanami, Rashi could have said that reason as well. And Rashi just chose one of two possible explanations. But in the Sefer Shechitas Chulin, he stells suit to this, a Meir Dekanidin that we find in the Rishonim and in the Achrayim about the Mila of Eliezer. It's brought down in Parshas Shemais that Moshe Rabbeinu went to Mitzrayim without maling Eliezer. And because of that, there was the story that on the way, the Nachash swallowed up Moshe Rabbeinu. Now Rashi brings down over there, in the Gemara Masechet Nedarim Daf Lamed Aleph, that Be'emes it wasn't a tain on Moshe Rabbeinu for not maling Eliezer before he went on the derech, because going on the derech immediately after Mila would have put him b'matziv of Sakanas Nefashas. The tain on Moshe Rabbeinu just was that he was Isaac b'maloin tchila. When he stopped, he was first Isaac in finding a place to stay before he did the bris Mila. Now, tain at Rabbi Yom Mizrahi over there, on Parsha Shmais, on Rashi, that L'chaire, the heter to be Deich of the Mila because of the Sakana, is only Machmas the Pasuk of a Chaybem. Now, if we assume that Klal Yisrael before Matan Torah had a din of Bnei Noach don't have the mitzvah of a Chaybem. So L'chaire, there was no heter from Moshe Rabbeinu not to Mal Eliezer even before he went on the Derech, even though that's going to put him in Matzav of a Sakana. That's the Kasha of Rabbi Eliyahu Mizrahi, and the Gurari also discusses it over there, Vaid Mefarshim. But the Chassam Sefer in Chidushim, in Masechta Shabbos of Kuf Lamed Aleph, brings down from a Sefer Nachlas Yaakov, which is written by the Baal of the Masas Binyamin, and he says that that's not a Kasha Bechlal. Similar to the Svara from Chaim Kreisworth in this Rashi. Even if there's no mitzvah of a Chaybem, that just means a Ben Noach is Mechuyiv to be Mekayim his own mitzvahs, even if it means to put himself in a Sakana. But to put somebody else in a Sakana, Machmas your mitzvah, that Avada, even a Goy shouldn't do. Because that's a svar pshuta. So the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu has a mitzvah to mal his son would not allow him to put Eliezer b'matzav of a sakana, which is why the Gemara and the Nedarim and Rashi and Chumash brings down that be'emes wasn't a tain on Moshe Rabbeinu for not maling him before he went on the derech. Zok the sefer shchut eschulin. So what's be'emes pshat in the Rebbe Yom Mizrahi and the Gurari and the other mefarshim that do ask this kasha? Obviously, they hold, ki yidua, that the mitzvah of a father to malas child is not be'emes the father's mitzvah, it's the child's mitzvah. It's the child's own mitzvah smile. It's just me mitzvah saben ala'av, where the father has an achrayas that the mitzvah of the ben should be neskayim. And therefore they hold, even if it's going to put the ben besakana, because it's essentially the ben's mitzvah, so if not for the mitzvah of a chai behem, Moshe Rabbeinu should have mouthed Eliezer, even if it's putting him besakana, because Eliezer's mitzvah is deiche his own pikuach nefesh. Adkan, their pirish, had to be masber, the kasha of the Rishonim and the Achrayim on the Gemara over there. And Ayin Shom, how they answer this kasha. The fi this, it's miyushav shat and rashi and arasugi as well. Because it's be'etzem, the child's mitzvah of bris milah. So the fact that the parent is maling the child is not the parent's mitzvah, it's the child's mitzvah. So if not for the fact that there's a klal of ein l'chadavar ayim b'fnei pekuach nefesh, they would be mechuyev to mal him, even though he himself would go into a matzav of a sakana. Which is why Rashi correctly brings down that the reason why Reb Nosson was able to say hamtini loy is because of the klal of ein l'chadavar ayim b'pekuach nefesh, chutz me'avay zara gidarayet z'shvichas damim. Therefore, the child's own mitzvah smila is not deiche, his own pikuach nefesh, so you have to wait until it's not a sakana anymore. Adkan this inyan, and now let's go weiter to the next inyan. We're now going to talk about a major yisoidistika inyan in regards to bdikais treifais, and it's especially negeya mamish halacha lemaisa. Generally speaking, although there are yurches treifis, we are not mechuyev to be baidik an animal for any treifis. And that's because, like it's mavur in the Gemara, in the first parak, on daf yud aleph and daf yud beis, because as linan basaruba, rive animals are not treifus. Nevertheless, there's been a minik that's around for thousands of years, that we are baidik the reya. And this is brought down halach lamais in the Rambam, in el chashkita parak yud aleph halacha zayin, ha minik ha poshet bi Yisrael kachu. And the Rambam goes on to tell us that when you sheikh at the animal, you rip open the tarfish al-kaved and you baidik the reya for sirchis. And the Rambam discusses in a few halachas how exactly that's meant to be done. And he's Messiah again in halach yud beis, udvarim elu kulon, einon al-pi adin, elu al-pi ha-minig, kumay shabiyarnu. This is also brought down in the Rajba earlier on Daftes. And he brings as a makar for this halacha a medrash ilamdenu. The lashon of medrash is as follows. Amar Rabbi Yehuda ben Pedaya, Mi yigala offer me'enecha adam arishan. Sha'ata le'yacholta lamed b'nisaynecha, afilu sho'achas. You, Adam Rishon, were not able to be ayim b'nisayin even for sho'achas. V'haribanecha misharmrinas kol ha-mitzvahs shanitul len v'ayim demen. But Klal Yisrael is shamer all the mitzvahs and they're able to be ayim b'nisayin. And one of the mishalms that the Medrash brings down is Adam Yisrael le'keach behema, se'o, ye'ez, keves, ha'shar, v'sheichet u'mafshit reichet. Baidik Bereya, and then he's Baidik Bereya of a Nimtzes Trefa, Meinea Aveina Eichel, and he can hold himself back, and he doesn't eat it. And this is a Taina against Adam Arishan. So we see from the Lashon of the Medrash, that Adam Yisrael naturally is going to be Baidik Bereya. This is a Mekor in Chazal, that we're supposed to be Baidik Bereya specifically. The Rajba over there also brings down as a Mekor, a Yerushalmi, a Mesechta Beitza, that says, Midivrehem, we are Baidik Bereya. Now the question is, what about the reya has to be nivdak? So the Rambam is mavur that this minig was to be baidik for sirchis. Then the Rambam and Halacha Yud Aleph over there says, v'zel l'shaynai, v'yesh mekaymis shenayvchen reya shema yesh benekev. There are places that besides for feeling around with our sirchis, they blow up the reya, so to check b'chlal if there's a nekev. But the Rambam says, v'reiv ha-mekaymis ein nayvchen, sharei le'nayla dover shagayim l'chshash. Because there's no reyason, there's no reason to be chayshish, you do not have to check for a nekev. Umeoilom le'nefachnu reya b'sfarad uvamayriv, ela imnoilad lanu davar shachayshish amai. Therefore, the Rambam comes out that we're not mechuyev to be chayshish for a nekev, and you don't have to blow it up to check for a nekev. So all you have to be baidik for is a sircha. But lemaise, there are rishonim that bring down that you do have to check for a nekev. The Mordechai, in the first parak on Daftes, brings down a bahag that says, v'zel ha-shaynai, Tzorech la'afuke l'reya u'lemivdika b'naficha. We have to take out the reya and blow it up. V'le'ovet hachi, safik treifahu. So we see that he holds, like the yesh makaymus that the Rambam brings down, that not only do you have to be baidik for sirchis, you have to blow it up and check it for nekavim. Now, the Magad Mishneh, la'arav Yehuda Kaltz, that's brought down in the side of the Rambam in Hilchas Shechita, he brings from our Gemara on the Mem Zayin Amud Beis a raya to the Bahag that you have to blow up every raya. Because the Gemara brings down a memra of Ravina, Amar Ravina, Otum Bereya, if there's a stoppage in the raya, there's a place within the raya that the air doesn't get into, so there's a whole system how to be Baidikit, Mesin and Sakina, Vekarinala, etc. Tain at the Bag of Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Kaltz, how do we know, Bechlal, that the raya was Otum? How was such a thing brought to our attention? Must be that every raya we have to be Neifeach, we have to blow it up to check for Nekovim. And while that was done, we realized that one of the parts of the raya was stuffed up. So this is a raya to the Bahag. Lemaisa, the Achrayim are Deicha this raya, and they say there are other reasons how this could have been brought to the attention. But Akapanim, this Gemara is one of the rayas that's brought down to the Bahag. Mitzad Sheni, there's a raya brought down Keneged the Bahag, like the Shitas Rambam, from a different member in our Gemara. The Gemara says, Amar Ab Yosef, Hai Reya Da Avshef, there's a Reya that makes noise, there's a whole system to check with a Gadfer, Giloi Reika, if there's a hole in the Reya or not. Tainet the Rajman Davtes, and it's brought down also in the Bir Agra and Simulamates, that from here we see that we only have to check for a hole in the Reya, only if there's a Reya Sa Da Avshef that it's making noise. But if not for that, Yinan Mechuyev Stamazoi to check for holes in the Reya. And the Midik was only to check for Sircha specifically, and not for Nekovim. Lemaisa the Prima Godim in the Psicha for Simon Lamates is Deicha this Raya as well, because Enechanami we always have to be Baidik for Nekovim. But how are we Baidik for Nekovim? Just with Neficha Ba'alma, by blowing it up. This extra system of using a Gadfa Gilo Ayreika and putting it in water, such a Bedika we're not Mechuyiv to do on a regular basis, that we're only Mechuyiv to do if there's a Reyesa of Avsha. So it comes out that there are two Mekairis from our Gemara Mem Zayin Amud Beis, which the Mefarshim used to being Rayas, Lekan, or Lekan. The big shaila is, what's the Yisoid of the Machlaikas? And Bechlal, what's the Yisoid of this Minik? If we're Seimich on Rav in regards to all the Yud Zayin Trefas, why specifically in regards to the Trefa of Reya do we have to do a Bedika? And why is there a Machlaikas if it's Davka Sirchis or all Nekavim? So the Yisoid of this shaila can be found in the Rajman Davtes. The Rajman over there brings down three Pirushim to explain why Bechlal we do Bedika Sereya. And he starts off with Zel Shainai, U'mashachoshu lehen chachomim v'aveseinu harishainim, U'minik aves hakdoishim kadmainim, Yoyisr lebedika Sereya mishar shmeinasar trefus. This, that the chachomim, aveseinu harishainim, the aves hakdoishim, the kadmainim, were more chayshish for the Reya than the other trefus. So he brings out three Pirushim. The first chat that he says, Yesh Mefarish, because Sirchus Areya is a Dover Matsui. Ulamiyat Matsui, Chashashu. Lamiyat Sheinu Matsui, Loi Chashashu. All the other Yichas Trefis is a Miyat Sheinu Matsui. But the Minig was that a Miyat HaMatsui, even though Be'etzam Alpidin, you could be Samech on the right even there, but we're going to be Chashash. This Be'emes is also the Pirush of Rashi, that says earlier on Daf Yud Beizim at Aleph, B'divir HaMaschol Pesach, Teich Dvarav. He says, "Aha milsa samchina v'le batkinam kol yirchas treifus." On this inyan of rife is what we're saying, not to baidik all the yirchas treifus. Or nekuvas areya mishum deshchiach bareyasa batkinan. But nekuvas areya we are baidik because it's shchiach reyasa. Tainet the Rashba on this mahalach, however, b'shem his Rebbe Rabbeinu Yaina, that if this is true, that the reason why I have to be baidik it because it's a miyat hamatzui, then we should have to be baidik not just for a sirchas, but also for Stam Nekovim. Because Harei, Shitas Rashi, like we spoke about in the last shir, to explain the whole inyan of Sirchus, is that the whole chshash of Sirchus is that because it's a Sircha, there must be a Nekev. Ein Sircha b'lay Nekev. So if Sirchus is a Matsui, which is why we have to check it, obviously Nekovim are Matsui. So if Nekovim are Matsui, we should be mechuyev to be baidik Stam for Nikve Harei, and not just for Sirchus. And the emes is, that's Be'emes Mashman, the Lashon of Rashi, like we just quoted. He says, "Unekuvas Areya, we have to be Baidik the Shchicha Bareya, sir." So this would stem with the Shita that we brought down Hashem the Bahag. But in the Shita of the Rambam that says you only have to be Baidik for Sirchas and not Stam for Nekuvas Areya, there must be a different Pshat. What other Pshat is there? So the second Pshat that the Rashi brings down is Hashem Rabbeinu Yaina. It's a Meridik interesting Pshat. Zot the Rashi of Zelda Shainai, Kedei Lohasir HaMachshaylam. It's important to check for sirchus in order to take away a michshol. The fi sha sirchus nikaras leinayim. If a sircha actually exists, it's very easy to see it. Now, says the Rashba, it's possible that even though we're not mechuyev lechatchila to check for a sircha, But at a certain point, we may find the sircha. And what's going to happen then is we're going to have to be chayzer al kol loikhei abasar, lishbar kaleim, ulaharitz machale lefnei kalbay. If we actually do find the sircha, in that odd chance, we're going to have to go around and tell all the people to break their klicheres, which cannot be kashered, and to give all their expensive meat to a caliph. Ve'efshir sheyachas ayin misha'ena hagan al mamaynoi, ve'hiskatzef, ve'yumali bitlem in ha'isr. If such a situation were to happen, it's possible that some people would not be cooperative, and they would not be interested in breaking their kalim and losing the money of the actual meat, and they're going to be an ever nisr. So lahasra mikshal, in the eventuality that's going to be noida, that we shouldn't have a situation where we're going to tell somebody not to eat it and to break his kalim and he won't do it, therefore we avoid that and we preempt it and we check for sirchus originally. And that's why we only have to check for sirchus and not stam for nekavim, because stam nekavim, there is no chshash that if we don't check it, eventually we're going to notice it. It's very difficult to notice a nekev. Only specifically sirchus, if we don't check it, because of the sircha does exist, it's nikaris le'ayin, so that mikshal may happen. That's the second pshat that the Rashi brings down b'shem Rabbeinu Yoina. The third pshat that the Rashi brings down, oitam acher, zot the Rashi, because be'emes, it's karev umazuman l'r'oisoi, miyad b'psichas ha-behema. As soon as you open the behema, you can see the sircha. Therefore, im einoi baidik, nire kamalim einoi mina iser. If you're not going to be baidik, it's as if we're malam ayin mina iser, and that's the davar that's not roi to do. So therefore, we go ahead and check for sirchas. According to this mahalach also, it's specifically sirchas that we have to check for, because only in regards to sirchas would it be nire kamalim ayin mina iser. Mashenki nekavim, which is difficult to notice, if we don't check for it, it's not nira kamalam ayin min ha'isr. Now, between the second and the third shot as well, zok the Rashba, the Zomari Tekanaf Kamina. Can we eat a piece of the behema before we open up the behema? According to the third shot, that the only reason why you have to check is because otherwise it's nira kamalam ayin min ha'isr. It's only nira kamalam ayin once you open up the animal, because it's nira lein kol as soon as you open it up. But if you want to take a piece of meat before you open up the animal, then you don't have the problem, and you can eat it without checking the Reya. Mashenkin, according to the second pshat, and of course according to the first pshat, where you have to do it in order to hasar mikshal, because eventually maybe we might find the sircha, or according to the first pshat, because it's a miyata matzui, there would be usur to eat in any instance, even if you're not yet pesach the animal, before you open it up and actually do a bedikas hareya. Adkan this inyan. So Yaitse, in summary, is that all the yirchas treifis were samech on raiv, and you don't have to be baidik. However, there's a minig of Aviseinu Akdeshim Akadmainim to be baidik the Reya. Do you have to be baidik for Sirchas and Nekavim? That's Shani B'machleik as Gadol. The Rambam says, Leimotsonu, that you should have to do anything more than Sirchas, whereas the Bahag, V'chein Mashma B'Rashi, they're Mavur that you have to check even for Stam Nekav Reya. And there are Rayas Lakana Lakan, Mitoich the Gemaris on Dafman Zayin Amud Beis. And the Svaras HaMachleikis is based on the three Purushim that are brought down in the Rashba. The first shot because it's Amita Matsui. The second shot, Lahasar Mikshal, because in the event that we see a Sircha, and we're going to have to go around and tell people to stop eating and to break the Kalim, there might be people that will not do so. And the third shot, because the Sircha is near Lein Ayim, so if we don't check for it, it's near Kamalam Ayim Min HaIsr. Adkan this Inyan and Adkan this Shir from Masechta Chulin Daf Mem Zayin.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Myra McClaymus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.